Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Mindy Simons is the Assistant Director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau, and she is with us this afternoon. Mindy, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of options, whether you want to be inside, outside, whether you're an outdoors person or more laid back. Hayward Lakes is really the place to be this time of year, isn't it?
It definitely is. And normally this time of year, I'd be filled with information about all the busy winter activities going on. However, winter has thrown us a bit of a curveball this year, and things aren't exactly what we would consider normal. However, there's still a ton of options to get outside and enjoy all the recreation in the Hayward Lakes area, despite our unfortunate lack of snow.
Yeah, I love your attitude, Mindy, and let's dive into some of that. Fat tire biking in the winter can be a blast.
It can. And thankfully, this winter, even though we've had pretty low snow conditions, the winter fat bike trails are in great shape, especially the ones at the Hayward Hospital trails, Hatchery Creek Park. Mm-hmm. They've been in great shape and getting a lot of use so far. If you don't happen to have your own fat bike and you come up to Hayward, you can rent one at Riverbrook Bike and Ski and also at New Moon Ski and Bike. You can find all the updated trail conditions on the fat bike trails at haywardlakes.com.
Oh, and hiking and snowshoeing, if you really want to get a workout in, boy, and snowshoeing, you really get to do that. There's areas, even without a ton of snow, where you can do that, right?
Yeah, definitely. You don't necessarily need snowshoes, but some people are still using them, and there's still plenty of opportunities to get out and hike some trails. Again, the Hayward Hospital trails offer a unique system where they have fat biking trails, but they also have hiking and snowshoeing trails. And the town of Hayward Recreational Forest also has a dedicated snowshoe loop. So you can get out in some of those areas if you're up for a little drive out of town. Hanks mm-hmm. Park, which is located about 8 miles south of Hayward, also offers wooded hiking trails that are great for exploring.
Hayward Lakes' Mindy Simons is with us. All right, Mindy, give us the update on snowmobiling, trails, ATV, UTV use.
Yeah, it's been a unique season so far. A little bit of a slow start to snowmobiling. Some of our large lakes just recently froze over, so some of them aren't quite safe for riding yet. I will tell you that the Chippewa Flowage has fully been staked, and there is a good amount of snow. There were riders out there this past weekend, and hopefully we'll still get some good riding on the flowage. The trail system has got a little bit less snow on it, so mm-hmm. we would consider our system being partially open with kind of poor conditions. However, that being said, the groomers aren't out yet, so you can still bring your ATVs and UTVs up and go riding on the trails.
Ooh, that's kind of the silver lining. And for snow conditions, check out haywardlakes.com. Click the Trails tab. All right, I love the Berkey. It's the 50th American Birkebeiner. Is that right? This is amazing.
It is. This is a huge year for the American Birkebeiner. It's the 50th annual. Hard to believe it's been going on that long, and they have a record registration this year. It is certainly sure to be an exciting event, and the Berkey has plans to kick off the event no matter what the snow conditions are. If you're looking for a place to train and get some skiing actually in, they do have a man-made snowmaking loop at the American Birkebeiner Trailhead, mm-hmm. which is up by the Berkey start line in Cable. Obviously, these trails have been super busy with people training for the Berkey. Mother Nature still has some time to cooperate and get some much-needed precipitation, so we have our fingers crossed, and we're all doing the snow dance. But regardless, the 50th Birkebeiner will be a special event, and there will be lots going on. You can keep updated on all of those things at Berkey.com.
What I love, Mindy, is you don't have to be a world-class athlete. This is a great thing to come out and see, to check out in small segments or make a weekend out of it. This
Absolutely.
Is really for everybody.
It really is. It's not only an athletic event, but it's a great spectator event, and they have so many fun different activities, from the giant ski to the skijoring races with dogs and cross-country skiing. There's a lot to see, and the atmosphere is second to none. It's just a great, great fun and lots of great things to be had.
Whether you want a fish fry and an old-fashioned or a place to lay your head at night after all this exercise, there are lots of options in Hayward Lakes. What is the website people should check out?
You bet. You can find all things lodging and dining at haywardlakes.com.
HaywardLakes.com. Mindy Simons, Assistant Director for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. It's always fun. Mindy, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, John.
I've never done the fat tire biking. I really want to check that out. That's on my list. I have checked out Lake Geneva many times. It's a special place. Stephanie Klett with us from Lake Geneva up next.